Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, people often stop and ask me, what is it that makes Camel X Camel X? And I have to answer, because we bring experiences. We bring professionals.
Right.
We bring people who have touched the highest of heights right here into the studios at whatever this address is here.
No longer one memorial. I think it's 11...
It's 12...
30 or 12:30 or 12:20.
It's on
Olive.
It's on Olive.
Yeah. Actually, it's the FCC license that makes KMOX KMOX.
Never mind all of that, because joining us once again, as he does every Monday night at 9:00-something, is our own Sean Michael Lyle, a man who was trained in the art of radio in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh. Actually, it was on Hollywood Boulevard.
On Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. The Don Martin School of Broadcasting, and at the time it was the Safa Medical Building in Hollywood Boulevard.
A man who has rubbed shoulders with celebrities, kings, and brigands alike. A man.
Los Angeles Kings.
A man who has.
Wayne Gretzky and Luke Robitaille.
You met Gretzky.
Movie stars and swimming pools. All of that is true. And Sean Michael, welcome back. What's cooking?
Well, actually, we were talking before we went on.
I want to hear about Gretzky. Met Gretzky?
It was an outdoor hockey game.
Okay.
And it actually rained. It was terrible. They were more swimming than anything. And I think it was Gretzky's kid. Yeah, he was playing in that. Anyway, Wayne Gretzky and Luke Robitaille were the unofficial team captains of the two sides
right.
in this game. And so during the game, I was there as a news guy, and I was standing there with Robitaille and Gretzky, and we were just chit-chatting. And I did some interviewing from a recording for it, but yeah.
When you're in the presence of greatness, because you've been around a lot of great people,
yeah.
How do you know how to? Does your adrenaline pump a little hotter? No.
No, see, that's the whole thing. I don't know when I learned, but I learned long ago, I mean, when I was a kid, that people are just people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good name of a song.
People are just people. No, I think we're thinking of another song. Barbara Streisand. But anyway, so today.
They need people.
Yeah.
For sure. They do.
Today's story is kind of, I think, a funny one because we were talking about New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah, because New Orleans has taken over as the murder capital of America.
Whoa. Well, thank goodness.
Well, we got a good draft choice coming in next year, we may get back to the top.
Yeah. You know, that is entirely possible. And we were talking like trumpet players and great jazz people and all that sort
Louis
of thing.
Armstrong.
I never met Louis Armstrong. Boy, that would have been something.
Yeah.
Because he passed away so long ago. But it was the darndest thing. I was the program director and the morning guy of a top 40 radio station in Eastern Washington, in Pullman, Washington.
Okay.
Where Washington State University is.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, just across the border in Idaho is the University of Idaho.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these schools are like almost right next to each other. So every year, the University of Idaho would have a jazz festival. And that particular year, back in the 80s, they decided to name their School of Music after Lionel Hampton.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Who recently passed away.
Did he?
I think so.
Well, I think it may have been a while. But anyway, so.
Yeah, the only Lionel I know is Lionel Richie. Who's Lionel Hampton?
Lionel, vibe player.
Yeah.
A what player?
Vibraphone. Vibes.
Okay.
He was a band leader, too.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
What's a vibraphone?
A xylophone with wood.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's metal, it's a xylophone. If it's wood, it's a vibraphone.
Right.
And it's really cool sounding.
Very cool.
And the way he played it. But anyway, so he and Dizzy Gillespie were on my show.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were. It was funny because it was a top 40 radio station.
Yeah, and here you are bringing.
Yeah, and so here, because it was being named after Lionel Hampton, and Dizzy Gillespie was there for that and everything. And there they were in Moscow, Idaho. Well, they didn't, I shouldn't say that because they were actually in Pullman, Washington, just across the border. They had no idea they were in Washington.
Right.
And I wasn't about to explain. As a matter of fact, the one thing that I remember in talking to them was Dizzy Gillespie, who was just a guy, you know, and he's a good interview. But Lionel Hampton, bless his heart at the time, was an old man, an old gentleman by then, and it was hard to get really coherent answers out of him. But I remember him saying,
"Dizzy couldn't have been a spring chicken either."
No, he was older, but he was real sharp. But I remember Lionel Hampton coming in and sitting down, saying, "You know, I am so glad to be back in the Midwest."
Wow!
And we just kind of looked at each other and said. And so anyway, you know, it's like, you're actually...
Yeah, Dizzy was known because he had his cheeks would flare.
Yeah,
and like nothing
and his horn.
I've ever seen. Yes.
Because he brought his horn, and I'd seen him on television before.
Yeah.
But he brought his horn, and he played a few notes. That was about it. But yeah, that's points up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah. Amazing Dizzy Gillespie.
Yes, but yeah, that was... He blew his horn. That was kind of funny because it was like one of those toads, you know.
Yeah.
His cheeks blew up like a balloon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here we were in the middle of, you know, the Palouse with, you know, it was as far from their culture. I mean, you might as well be in Finland as in the Palouse. But it was, that was amazing.
Well, you know, American jazz is very popular in Western Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. And those guys had
Moscow, Idaho.
Yeah, right. But they had a great career. You know, beyond when jazz, kind of fizzled here.
Yeah.
Western Europe was huge with American jazz.
Yeah. But, you know, it was especially somebody who had been, not for a very long time, but I had been to like, Muscle Shoals and recording studios and all that sort of thing. But for me, it was like, jazz. Why jazz? Why Idaho?
Who's the most famous musician you've ever met?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hmm.
Did you ever play an instrument?
No, I always wanted to. I was always very musical as far as I loved music. And, well, I got into radio to be in music radio. Music has always been a very big thing.
The man was on General Hospital, Michael.
But that wasn't music.
You were on General Hospital?
For a few.
With Luke and Laura?
Yes.
No, that was just before Luke and Laura when it was still a half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what'd you play?
I was a doctor.
Really?
Have you not paid attention?
I think I may have been absent for this conversation because I would have remembered General Hospital. Yeah. I'd have asked you about Luke and Laura.
No, actually, okay. Well, should I tell the story again?
Tell it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know Luke and Laura, but
Tony Geary.
But Tony Geary at that time, he was a poor struggling actor.
Yes.
And there was kind of this thing among us, those who did acting or basically living in poverty in Hollywood, and that is if you got work, you kind of were obligated to buy your buddy's groceries.
Right.
And I didn't consider him necessarily a buddy, but I bought him groceries because I got work on General
Anthony
Hospital.
Anthony Geary.
Yeah.
Wow. The man
Tony
bought
Geary.
Groceries for Anthony Geary.
From my money from General Hospital.
From, yes.
And who's Anthony Geary?
Luke. He's Luke.
He's Luke. Okay.
Yeah.
So Luke, my buddy lived with him in Amsterdam for a while.
Really?
Yeah. He lived in Amsterdam. He would fly back and forth to Barney.
Uh-huh.
He would fly back and forth to Hollywood. He would tape for 2 weeks, and then he'd have 2 weeks off, and he'd go back to Amsterdam and live there.
Yeah. Well, when I would encounter him once or twice a week.
Small guy.
So. Yeah. A little bitty guy. Yeah. And he was living, I don't know if he was homeless. I mean, as far as I know, I don't know where he was living at the time.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
Well, I mean, this was before he became Luke.
Did you notice that on the sets of those soap operas, all the furniture is like three-quarter size?
Well, where we were, it was, I was just on the one set, which was a hospital room, and that was actually, it was actual hospital
equipment. And Doctor Who were you?
Winston, I think.
Dr. Winston.
Yeah, yeah. A recent graduate of the University of Washington.
Yeah.
Because the people who... all the actors who were available had been married, apparently, to the patient, which was Emily McLaughlin.
Huh. Oh, yeah, the nurse. Jessie
Brewer.
Nurse, yeah.
I guess the idea of a soap opera is they don't really have reruns, so you're not still getting royalties off of performances.
I was paid because if I'd have stayed any longer, I would have had to join SAG. I was Screen Extras Guild at the time, and they said that would do okay for a week.
For Dr. Winston.
But when they said, hey, you know, that was good. Do you want a contract? Want to talk about a contract? And I said, oh, no, I'm going to broadcasting school.
Oh, do you wish you were stuck with being an actor?
I don't know. I mean, it was good work.
Yeah.
And they did at that time mention, they said, but we got big plans because we're going to go to an hour.
Yeah.
Because at the time it was half an hour it just said black and white, had General Hospital and this is Ed Chandler and they had piano music.
Yeah.
It was just a goofy.
Was General Hospital ABC?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on Los Feliz. It was out in Los Feliz, which is northeast of Hollywood.
If you're just joining us, we are visiting with one of the stars of General Hospital.
No, I was, it's the funniest thing is that over the years, when you live in California and you mention, oh, I was in General Hospital, it seems that half the people I mention it to also were on General Hospital.
How about that?
Everybody was on that show.
Unbelievable. Wow. We've done it again, ladies and gentlemen. Our weekly visits.
Already running reruns.
With Sean Michael Lyle. Michael, I guess that was new for Mike. So we got Michael Sean over here.
Yep.
And Sean Michael over there. It's very confusing. When we come back, what's trending is next on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Ah, yes, it's the King of Pain every Monday evening when Hancock and Kelly do late night. We go to the celebrity guest line where we're joined by Braxton Payne for What's Trending. Top of the evening to you there, Mr. Payne.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing good.
Did All you, is well, Braxton.
Did you watch the funeral today?
I watched a little bit of the clips online. I was a little busy today, but I thought it was a good ceremony. I thought it was interesting in the top of the news hour on some stations, they were talking about Joe Biden's seat placement, that he was only in the 14th row, as it was something that we should all be super concerned about on where he sat for a funeral.
Well, the first 14 rows had to be full of the family because, you know, they got a family tree over there. Everybody's got a duke or a royal or some type of a title.
You got the Duchess of
Cornwall.
Sussex and Cornwall. You got the Wales and you got the Earl of Nowhere.
You got the Swedish fish.
Yeah. Did you know that there was an Earl of Sandwich? That's how we get the name Sandwich.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Brax?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he apparently invented sliced bread. What?
Sliced bread was invented in Chillicothe, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that what they told you?
No, it's true.
What they had archaeologists there?
Let's go to the research department over here.
No, archaeologists dug up like a...
Origin of sliced bread. I'm right about this, just like I was right about the Buffalo Bills.
John, we've only been a country for 200 plus years. There's been people on this planet over in Europe for thousands of years. You mean to tell me they didn't invent sliced bread?
You ready
until
for it?
We came to... Yeah.
The first automatically sliced commercial loaves were produced... on July 6th, 1928, in Chillicothe, Missouri.
But that's automatically. That means a machine sliced the bread. But you mean to tell me that somebody didn't wind up slicing the bread? Of course they did.
I want to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my education at the University of Missouri for slow learners.
I went there.
Yeah.
Right. So what's trending, yes, Braxton? What's trending?
Oh, God. So we got a couple options here tonight. We got American Idol, Post Malone, and sports betting.
Huh. Well, I want to get to all of them. So let's start right at the top, American Idol.
Let's go.
Yeah, so today was a big day in Hollywood as Kelly Clarkson got her Hollywood Walk of Fame star today. And I was just going back to the American Idol days. So that was 20 years ago when she won American Idol.
Was she the first American Idol?
She was the first American Idol. And bonus fact, if you can figure out or tell me who she beat in the final two.
She beat a guy named Justin.
No, it was Zendaya.
No, she beat the guy because they did a movie together, right?
Yep. Yep, Justin Guarini.
Hang out. I want to thank the Academy.
Pop culture icon there, and John Hancock and Michael Kelly. Let's just put it that way. So I just thought it was kind of interesting because I was just thinking back. I watched the first season of American Idol. So that was 20 years ago. So I would have been, 11, 12. And we watched it as a family, and I remember taking my parents, cordless phone, and you could dial in to vote on those nights, and you could get 10 votes per household or whatever. So we would use that. Then we would use the cell phone. I don't think at a time in American history that so many people came together and watched a single show live and was that involved with anything. Well, I think it changed the course of television.
Very true.
But I have to tell you, I watched American Idol at the very beginning. I never once called the number and voted for anybody.
Oh, we were all in for Taylor Hicks.
Really?
In my house.
Oh, yeah. You like gray-haired, good-looking young guys, don't you?
Yeah,
yeah. No wonder I do so well around here.
Do I make you proud? Or does it make you?
One of the things that, I haven't really watched it since. I think I watched the first season, and then, we watched, a couple others with, Ruben Studdard and them. But we went, my family, we went to at the time, I guess it would have been Scott Trade Center, and saw the tour, because they do a tour afterwards, all of them.
So,
and I don't even know, did they still do those?
Who knows?
Or is it just, single artist?
Better question.
Taylor Hicks is at the casino every time.
The biggest star to come out of American Idol? Is it the country music girl that opens up
Kelly
Sunday
Clarkson.
Night Football? No.
Carrie Underwood?
Or is it the African American gal who...
Zendaya.
No, she won the EGOT.
Kim
Hudson?
Jennifer Hudson. I don't know if she won American Idol. I think a lot of the successes are the people that didn't win, that finished third or fourth.
Daughtry.
Yeah.
Daughtry.
Who's Zendaya?
Yeah.
Zendaya. She was one of the finalists.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was a finalist, but she's a very great actress. Yeah. I don't know. Was she in American Idol? But she's in a show called Euphoria on
HBO. I thought Zendaya was a dude.
No.
She's from Disney Channel. She was on Dancing with the Stars,
all right,
too.
Maybe misspoke.
All right, what's up with Post Malone? He was just in town.
Yeah, so first off, before we get onto that subject, just make sure you Google Zendaya. She's one of the best actresses. Michael, I think you'll enjoy her work.
Okay. I understand.
Post Malone was in town on Saturday, actually. I ended up going to the concert. It was a very good show. I'm a little concerned for his well-being. He canceled a show about 2 weeks ago, I want to say. He came out on stage right before he was supposed to go on, and his voice was gone. So he's had some issues, let's put it that way. But during the show on Saturday, he was, he had a long stage. So, the hockey rink, right? So he went all the way from the one side all the way out to the other side and had, little things in between. So he was in the middle during his acoustic part of his show, and he turned around. He was, giving, high fives to his fans, and there was a malfunction in the stage, which left a hole, and he obviously didn't see it. And so he fell into the hole.
Fell in the hole.
Hit his ribs
after falling in the hole.
Yes, and so he laid on stage, put his, and the music stopped. Paramedics came out.
Ooh.
He got back on the microphone and said he'd be back in 3 or 4 minutes. It was, according to, reports, it felt like a long time, but it was 15 minutes he was off the stage. He had about 9 or 10 songs left, but he only played about 3 or 4. He apologized, said he was going to come back. But he was holding his ribs the whole time, so actually ended up fracturing 3 of his ribs.
Oh, man.
And still continued to play the rest of his show, which I thought was actually a pretty good show overall.
Well, it's like Bob Gibson pitching with a broken leg. Now, when he retires, we will then officially be in the post Malone period.
trending tonight, Braxton?
Always trending with John. I was just more entertained. Obviously all concerts have their own crowd, right? So Post Malone's a rapper.
Who is Post Malone? I've never heard of that. I've heard the
name. He's got tattoos all over his face.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, and, it was just a very interesting swath of St. Louis. Let's put it that way. I mean, it was, It was not a crowd that I expected to be at a Post Malone concert. It was much more, I mean, it was very, very diverse, but it was much, you know, just older, honestly, to be honest. It was a lot of people
like
that were
like my age old?
Yeah, like 40 plus. Uh-huh. You know, it wasn't as younger as I would had anticipated for that show.
Yeah. Wow.
But it was good, and I would go back.
Hey, what was your third topic?
Yeah.
So it was sports betting. So today in Jefferson City, there's, you know, a special session / veto session.
We're cutting taxes.
And yes. And one of the topics was sports betting, which I was very hopeful that would come up. They were supposed to have a hearing at 1:00 today, and that actually got canceled. But one of the things that I thought that was most interesting that one of the Republican state legislators said about like the reason that he wants to pass sports betting, because sports betting has pretty much a bipartisan agreement. It has all the major sports teams ranging from the Chiefs to the Cardinals that are on board with passing it. But he said that over the past month, there has been 340,000 sports bets in the state of Missouri that obviously, since it's illegal, have not been able to go through on these online sports betting platforms. And that's just, you know, to mention just the 340,000 that were tried, that were obviously denied. I mean, that doesn't account, you know, the what I would consider illegal, quote unquote, online sports betting that happens all the time and people drive across to Illinois. But I just think I'm hopeful that in sometime in the near future, you know, Missouri can actually catch up and pass this.
Well, you have to have leadership, and that's what's lacking in Missouri on a number of levels, and hence the reason that something that has unanimous consent support is bogged down. I don't know who's in charge down there.
Let's see. Let's go to the we're going to go to the tried and denied concert next week. This coming in after Post Malone, whatever the heck that means.
Well, but one thing I will say, too, it's I'm hopeful of it, is every state around us has it. Arkansas, Kansas, Iowa,
Arkansas,
Illinois.
And Kansas. Yeah. Well,
yes.
Let me know when Mississippi and Alabama get it. That's our barometer these days in Missouri. All right. He's Braxton Payne. He's always here for what's trending. Thanks for putting up with my jokes when we come back.
Thanks, Brax.
John had a little time, a little plumbing issue we're going to get into. Roto-Rooter time. That John Hancock is winning Superman awards at the house these days, walking the dog, you know, talking to the neighbors.
Cleaning the kitchen.
And now you're handling some plumbing issues?
Doing the laundry. Well, so, you know, my wife had surgery last week, knee replacement surgery.
Okay.
And that was on Thursday.
How's she doing with it so far?
She's doing well.
Good.
I mean, a lot of pain, but she's doing her exercises and doing well. But on Tuesday, 2 days before the surgery, she noticed that there was some kind of liquid emerging from underneath our kitchen sink.
Oh, that's not good.
Not good.
Mm-mm.
So we called
our drip, drip, drip.
No idea. It's okay. Just wet. That's all we know. So the last time we had a plumbing issue, Georgianne fixed it herself. Incredible. I mean, she's incredible. So she got under there and was unable to figure out the source of the problem. So we called our usual plumber.
Okay.
They couldn't come out until Thursday. Well, that's the day of the surgery, and you're not going to do that. So she hopped on the old neighborhood Facebook page.
Okay.
And, you know, anybody know a plumber, basically. And a plumbing company was recommended
on
the page. So we called them.
Uh-huh.
They said, yes, we can get out there by 11 o'clock.
Nice.
Perfect.
Nice.
2 days before surgery. Out comes the plumber, nice young man, and very polite.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a very serious look on his face. His brow is furrowed. And he says, well, I'm not sure. And so he says,
that's never a positive thing from your plumber.
He says,
he's not,
you know,
sure.
We're going to have to find the source of the leak. Could be anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have to probably cut out some of the drywall behind your sink.
Oh,
So that we can investigate. There's a fee for that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this could take all day. And I said, oh, wow, okay.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, right. So I said, well, I mean, it's got to be fixed, you know.
Uh-huh.
So let's go. So he then pulls out his iPad or whatever he's got there.
Uh-huh.
And he says, let me put an estimate together for you. And he does. And he says, you know, this potentially could be $2,000.
Oh, what the world? Leak. Are you getting a new sink?
No. And I said, really? And he said, well, I mean, you know, it depends on how much, you know.
Digging you got to do,
You got to find the leak. You got to identify the problem. You got to make the repair. You got there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, $2,000 worth of stuff.
I know nothing about plumbing.
Okay.
So.
I said, turn the water on.
And yeah. I can't make the coffee if the sink doesn't work. So, right. You know, that's no good.
Problematic.
Yes. So, he says, he signed the estimate here. He said, you know, it may not be that much. So, I signed the estimate. And it's now 11:15, 11:20. So, he gets under it. He cuts a hole in the thing, which I have to pay to get fixed later. And, well, he finds the leak, Michael.
What time is it now?
It's about 12:30.
Okay.
And he said, oh, there's some pinpricks in the copper piping or whatever, you know, but I don't know.
Right.
So he replaces one pipe.
Okay.
One pipe.
Right.
He puts it in there.
Uh-huh.
He's gone at 1:30.
He showed up at 11.
Yep,
so
little after. 12, little one, after.
Like 2.5 hours worth of work.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, thank goodness.
So what, it had to run you like $800.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know. $2,100.
Oh, did he brandish a gun when he told you that?
$2,100, and I said, well, wait. Yeah, there's one pipe. It's one pipe. And in 2.5 hours, that comes to $800 an hour. I said, I don't pay my lawyer $800. So I had to pay it. I paid it.
Uh-huh.
So I called the company, and, you know, I mean, let me tell you, I will never use that company.
What's the name of the company?
I don't want to say anything about Castlewood Plumbing.
Okay.
So, but it was
$2,100?
Yeah, I mean, ridiculous.
For 2.5 hours worth of work?
Yeah, yeah.
And one pipe?
Yeah,
one pipe. And so did it...
The drain was fine. Everything else was fine. It was the one pipe.
$2,100?
I don't want to think about it.
Good Lord.
It was not good.
Man, oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear this.
I am, too.
But I would have thought, you know, you being the new Mr. Domesticated that you are, that you'd have just pulled out the YouTube and
looked at a couple of guys piping there.
And,
I don't want to mess with plumbing.
Yeah.
Because you can do some real damage.
Plumbing and electricity. There's just two things you got to leave to the people who know what they're up to.
Yeah.
And but when plumbing doesn't work and when electricity doesn't work, it's the absolute worst.
Well, Puerto Rico, they've got no electricity on that entire island right now.
Yeah, but at least that's like, you know, that's everybody.
Yeah.
But when you got an issue at your house, right now I got an issue in my office with a couple of my...
what's going on?
A couple of the fixtures I think are old that hang from that ceiling, you know, that space I'm in, you know, that's what's a couple hundred-year-old building.
The light fixtures?
Yeah.
And the ones above the pool table?
Yeah, I'm having issues.
Well, yeah, you need to get a pool light installed there.
Well, I understand, but just imagine at $2,100 to replace one pipe, just imagine what it's going to take me to do 5 or 6 fixtures.
Well, you know people, O'Kelly. Yeah. I mean, if my regular plumber had been available, this would not have been a problem.
So what's the moral of the story? You should have just rented a hotel until you could have had a regular plumber come in?
You need to know who you're doing business with out there. And, I wouldn't say anything about, you know, Castlewood Plumbing, but you just need to know who you're doing business with. Because there are people out there that
did the guy not know he was dealing with John Hancock?
I don't know what he knew.
I think he was trying to pull one over on you.
I don't know what he knew.
Maybe this is all a joke and they're going to send you the money back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, Albert Pujols is only 2 home runs away from the record.
It's going to happen.
Let's talk about it after this. About to be a great night. Really
good tonight. Yeah. This is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Well, the Redbirds go to the left coast as they'll show up at San Diego. Likely the team will be playing in the opening round of the playoffs, that 3-game series, if the season finished right now. That's who we'd play in all three games.
I think
we'd
play the Phillies if the season ended right now.
Oh, my app says San Diego.
All right, well, then you're
right. And that we would play all three of those games right here in St. Louis. Adam Wainwright goes to the bump tomorrow. It's 8:40 first pitch here on KMOX, which means the pregame show starts sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. So tune into KMOX, listen to John and Mike bring you all the, by the way, you thought I meant Mike Shannon, but I meant Mike Claiborne.
Right.
He's the one sitting in there right now.
He is, yeah.
Love listening to Claibs on the broadcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting series because this could be our first round matchup. Wainwright was better his last time. The two previous starts before that were a little concerning. He had some self-admitted mechanical issues.
You're right. It's now the Phillies.
You're right.
It just changed.
Thank you. And so,
but yesterday it was the Padres.
It was.
Thank you.
But the Phillies lost.
It's changing every day at this point.
It does.
In the season.
I mean, heck, it could be the Brewers for all we know at this point.
So. Well, I hope not.
Yeah, I kind of hope not too. But you know, it's really going to be interesting to see how the Cardinals set up their rotation for the if we do have this 3-game playoff series, because. You know, Montgomery's last couple of two of his last three starts have not been ideal. Quintana looked amazing his last time
he
out.
Did,
gave us
he?
8 innings. Dakota Hudson gave us 8 strong innings.
Yeah.
No earned runs. And, you know, Michaelis and Wainwright have been a little bit, you know.
Did you see Wainwright in the interview on the night that he and Yadi broke the record that he said he felt like he was coming out of a dead arm phase?
Yeah. Great interview.
Yeah, and, he's so good.
He is good.
Yeah,
he's going to be in a national booth as soon as his playing days are over. No question about it. He'll be the Tony Romo of Major League Baseball.
You think?
I do.
His personality is going to fit that so perfectly.
Oh my!
Such a goofy guy.
Yeah.
He'll be. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. He's made for it.
But relatable and likable.
Right.
That will be interesting to watch. And then, of course, we're only 2 home runs away from Albert hitting 700. What's your prediction?
He's going to get it. I think he's going to get it on this West Coast trip. We're going to see a lot of left-handed pitchers coming up, and so. You know, Albert has been doing very well. He's been, of late, he's been hitting well against right-handers, too. But he's done very well against left-handed pitching. And I think, you know, 2 home runs, he's going to get them on the West Coast.
So the Braves and the Dodgers are both in the other part of the bracket. Those teams are the 2 National League teams that scare me the most. So I'm kind of okay with the fact that we'll face the Mets rather than the Braves or the Dodgers in the second round. What about you?
Yeah, the Cardinals are 5.5 games behind now the Mets for that second place in the league, which would give you a first round bye.
Right.
So that's probably not going to happen. So, I would like to see of the teams that are out there right now, I think I would rather see the Padres in the first round.
Yeah, than the Phillies?
Yeah, you worry about the Phillies pitching and certainly worry about the Brewers pitching in a 3-game series with Woodruff and the other,
Corbin Burns.
Yep, Corbin Burns. And, you know, you see those guys back-to-back and you could be 2 and out.
We haven't been together since baseball came out with the new rules for next year that they say that you're not going to be able to have the shift. I think that's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know that it will be that much of an impact. I mean, you'll have a few more hits that squirt through. It'll be good for certain hitters like a Chris Carpenter or Matt Carpenter. I think it's a marginal impact that might.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Well, we're all aware that John Hancock is winning Superman awards at the house these days, walking the dog, talking to the neighbors.
Cleaning the kitchen.
Now you're handling some plumbing issues?
Doing the laundry. Well, so, you know, my wife had surgery last week, knee replacement surgery.
Okay.
And that was on Thursday.
How's she doing with it so far?
She's doing well.
Good.
I mean, a lot of pain, but she's doing her exercises and doing well. But on Tuesday, 2 days before the surgery, she noticed that there was some kind of liquid emerging from underneath our kitchen sink.
Oh, that's not good.
Not good.
Mm-mm.
So we called
drip, drip, drip.
No idea. It's okay. Just wet. That's all we know. So the last time we had a plumbing issue, Georgianne fixed it herself. Incredible. I mean, she's incredible. So she got under there and was unable to figure out the source of the problem. So we called our usual plumber.
Okay.
They couldn't come out until Thursday. Well, that's the day of the surgery, and you're not going to do that. So she hopped on the old neighborhood Facebook page.
Okay.
And, you know, anybody know a plumber, basically. And a plumbing company was recommended.
Nice.
On the page. So we called them.
Uh-huh.
They said, yes, we can get out there by 11 o'clock.
Nice.
Perfect.
Nice.
2 days before surgery. Out comes the plumber. Nice young man. And very polite.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a very serious look on his face. His brow is furrowed. And he says, well, I'm not sure. And so he says,
that's never a positive thing from your plumber.
He says, you know, we're going to have to find the source of the leak. Could be anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have to probably cut out some of the drywall behind your sink.
Oh.
So that we can investigate. There's a fee for that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this could take all day. And I said, oh, wow, okay.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, right. So I said, well, I mean, it's got to be fixed, you know,
uh-huh.
So let's go. So he then pulls out his iPad or whatever he's got there.
Uh-huh.
And he says, let me put an estimate together for you. And he does. And he says, you know, this potentially could be $2,000.
Oh, what the world? Leak. Are you getting a new sink?
No. And I said, really? And he said, well, I mean, you know, it depends on how much, you know
digging
you got to find the leak. You got to identify the problem. You got to make the repair. You got there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. $2,000 worth of stuff.
I know nothing about plumbing.
Okay.
So
I said, you flush.
I said, that's
and you turn the water
and
on.
I turn the water on. Yeah. And I can't make the coffee if the sink doesn't work. So, right. You know, that's no good.
Problematic.
Yes. So he says, you sign the estimate here. He said, you know, it may not be that much. So I signed the estimate. And it's now 11:15, 11:20. So he gets under it, he cuts a hole in the thing, which I have to pay to get fixed later. And, well, he finds the leak, Michael.
What time is it now?
It's about 12:30.
Okay.
And he said, oh, there's some pinpricks in the copper piping or whatever, you know, but I don't know.
Right.
So he replaces one pipe.
Okay.
One pipe.
Right.
He puts it in there.
Uh-huh.
He's gone at 1:30.
He showed up at 11.
Yep, a little after. 12, little
one,
after.
Like 2.5 hours worth of work.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, thank goodness.
So what, it had to run you like $800?
Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know. Uh-huh. $2,100.
Oh, did he brandish a gun when he told you that?
$2,100, and I said, well, wait. Yeah, there's one pipe. It's one pipe. And in 2.5 hours, that comes to $800 an hour. I said, I don't pay my lawyer. And so I had to pay it. I paid it.
Uh-huh.
So I called the company, and, you know, I mean, let me tell you, I will never use that company.
What's the name of the company?
I don't want to say anything about Castlewood Plumbing.
Okay.
So, but it was
$2,100?
Yeah, I mean, ridiculous.
For 2.5 hours worth of work?
Yeah, yeah.
And one pipe?
Yeah,
one pipe. And so did it...
The drain was fine. Everything else was fine. It was the one pipe.
$2,100.
I don't want to think about it.
Good Lord.
It was not good.
Man, oh, man. I'm so sorry to hear this.
I am, too.
But I would have thought, you know, you being the new Mr. Domesticated that you are, that you'd have just pulled out the YouTube and
looked at
the couple of guys piping there. And,
I don't want to mess with plumbing.
Yeah.
Because you can do some real damage.
Plumbing and electricity. They're just two things you got to leave to the people who know what they're up to.
Yeah.
And but when plumbing doesn't work and when electricity doesn't work, it's the absolute worst.
Well, Puerto Rico, they've got no electricity on that entire island right now.
Yeah, but at least that's like, you know, that's everybody.
Yeah.
But when you got an issue at your house, right now I got an issue in my office with a couple of my...
what's going on?
A couple of the fixtures I think are old that hang from that ceiling, you know, that space I'm in, you know, that's what's a couple hundred year old building.
The light fixtures?
Yeah.
And the ones above the pool table?
Yeah, I'm having issues.
Well, yeah, you need to get a pool light installed there.
Well, I understand, but just imagine at $2,100 to replace one pipe, just imagine what it's going to take me to do 5 or 6 fixtures.
You know people, O'Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, if my regular plumber had been available, this would not have been a problem.
So what's the moral of the story? You should have just rented a hotel until you could have had a regular plumber come in?
You need to know who you're doing business with out there. And I, you know, like I wouldn't say anything about, you know, Castlewood Plumbing, but you just need to know who you're doing business with.
Because I hear you.
There are people out there that
did the guy not know he was dealing with John Hancock?
I don't know what he knew.
I think he was trying to pull one over on
you. I don't know what he knew.
Maybe this is all a joke and they're going to send you the money back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, Albert Pujols is only 2 home runs away from the record.
It's going to happen.
Let's talk about it after this. About to be a great night. Really good
tonight. Yeah, this is one hell of a night. Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Well, the Redbirds go to the left coast as they'll show up at San Diego. Likely the team will be playing in the opening round of the playoffs, that 3-game series, if the season finished right now. That's who we'd play in all three games.
I think
we'd
play the Phillies if the season ended right now.
Oh, my app says San Diego.
All right, well, then you're
right. And that we would play all three of those games right here in St. Louis. Adam Wainwright goes to the bump tomorrow. It's 8:40 first pitch here on KMOX, which means the pregame show starts sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. So tune into KMOX, listen to John and Mike bring you all the, by the way, you thought I meant Mike Shannon, but I meant Mike Claiborne.
Right.
He's the one sitting in there right now.
He is, yeah.
Love listening to Claibs on the broadcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting series because this could be our first round matchup. Wainwright was better his last time. The two previous starts before that were a little concerning. He had some self-admitted mechanical issues.
You're right. It's now the Phillies.
You're right.
It just changed.
Thank you. And so,
but yesterday it was the Padres.
It was.
Thank you.
But the Phillies lost
changing every day at this point.
It does.
It's that point in the season.
I mean, heck, it could be the Brewers for all we know at this point.
So. Well, I hope not.
Yeah, I kind of hope not, too. But, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see how the Cardinals set up their rotation for if we do have this 3-game playoff series. Because... you know, Montgomery's last couple of starts, well, 2 of his last 3 starts have not been ideal. Quintana looked amazing his last time
he
out.
Did,
gave us
he?
Eight innings. Dakota Hudson gave us eight strong innings.
Yeah.
No earned runs. And, you know, Michaelis and Wainwright have been a little bit, you know.
Did you see touchy. Did you see Wainwright in the interview on the night that he and Yadi broke the record that he said he felt like he was coming out of a dead arm phase?
Yeah. Great interview.
Yeah. And, he's so good.
He is good.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the national booth as soon as his playing days are over. No question about it. He'll be the Tony Romo of Major League Baseball.
You think?
I do.
His personality is going to fit that so perfectly.
Oh, my.
Such a goofy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But
made for it.
But relatable and likable.
Right.
That will be interesting to watch. And then, of course, we're only two home runs away from Albert hitting 700. What's your prediction?
He's going to get it. I think he's going to get it on this West Coast trip. We're going to see a lot of left-handed pitchers coming up. And so, you know, Albert has been doing very well. He's been, of late, he's been hitting well against right-handers, too. But he's done very well against left-handed pitching. And I think, you know, two home runs, he's going to get them on the West Coast.
So the Braves and the Dodgers are both in the other part of the bracket. Those teams are the two National League teams that scare me the most. So I'm kind of okay with the fact that we'll face the Mets rather than the Braves or the Dodgers in the second round. What about you?
The Cardinals are 5.5 games behind now the Mets for that second place in the league, which would give you a first round bye.
Right.
So that's probably not going to happen. So, I would like to see of the teams that are out there right now, I think I would rather see the Padres in the first round.
Yeah, than the Phillies?
Yeah, you worry about the Phillies pitching and certainly worry about the Brewers pitching in a three-game series with Woodruff and the other,
Corbin Burns.
Yep, Corbin Burns. And, you know, you see those guys back-to-back and you could be two and out.
We haven't been together since baseball came out with the new rules for next year that they say that you're not going to be able to have the shift. I think that's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know that it will be that much of an impact. I mean, you'll have a few more hits that squirt through. It'll be good for certain hitters like a Chris Carpenter or Matt Carpenter. I think it's a marginal impact that might increase offensive production a little bit, but I don't know that it's going to be that big of a deal.
And what's their argument for doing it? That it's slowing down the game to wait for the third baseman to go to the first base side, or vice versa?
It's hindering offense. They believe that, you know, and everybody's got the saber metrics and everybody's got the hit charts and the spray charts and they know where to position.
But who cares if you want to put six outfielders in there? Why not put six outfielders out there?
I'm with you.
Why are they tinkering with the grand old game?
Used to be a free country, Michael. You used to be able to do what you want to do.
I'm kind of okay with the designated hitter this year, though, aren't you?
Well, we wouldn't have Albert without it.
Right.
So,
I don't think we're ever going back to that.
No. No, that's here to stay.
Now, what about the idea that if you're an infielder, you have to have your feet on the dirt?
What? Is that?
My understanding is that now when the pitcher goes to the belt, you have to have your feet on the dirt. You can't be in the grass.
So it's
a part of the rule with the shift change.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is big government. So, you know, the problem.
I may agree with you on this.
The problem with this thing, this is big government. So now you got the government out there.
Paul Manfred.
Telling you where you can stand.
Paul Manfred.
Where you can't stand. Where your feet have to be planted. And then the government, in extra innings, puts a runner on second base that didn't deserve to get there.
I agree with that.
What is the matter with this is what socialism does, Michael. giving people second base, they haven't done a darn thing to deserve it, and there they are out there at second base.
So does that?
How'd you get to second base? Well, I don't know. The government put me there.
Do they suspend that rule for the playoffs?
No, I don't think so.
So if we go into extra innings in the playoffs.
Ridiculous.
There'll be a man on second?
I believe they did last year.
Well, whatever they did. I mean, who cares?
They've got to suspend it.
They were losing the freedom in baseball, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like telling me.
I can promise you that none of the owners are Democrats, so the big government that you're upset with is your old party, pal.
Well, this is not right, and it's not right, and it's socialism, and I'm going to stand to that. You know, that's the other thing. You know, the pitcher.
Uh-huh.
The pitcher doesn't have to hit anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like unemployment. you know, you're paying people not to work. Yeah. It's socialism as well.
Well, this is coming from your billionaire buddies. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are your kind of guys. These are your kind of voters. What's the guy who owns Chicago? He's one of the biggest Republican donors out there.
Yeah, they're the governor.
They're nothing but big government people, aren't they? Like Lindsey Graham wanting to impose nationwide laws.
Well, let's not go there. with less than a minute to go.
It is Hancock and Kelly. We will be back with you on Friday morning at 8:30-something, where we will sit in and do, what is that, Total Information AM? Is
whatever
that what they
it
call
is.
It with Hancock it's, and it's, Kelly?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Then we come and spend a little time with Dave Glover and the crew.
We do.
And then on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2 in St. Louis, it's Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. If you can't get enough of our voices, wait till you get a load of what we look like.
Yeah, I'll bring every chin I've got. And you can watch them all on Fox 2 on Sunday morning, and Michael Kelly will be with me.
Do you remember the people who helped us today? Do you know their names?
Ethan and Ethan.
Ethan and Ethan on the board.
Ethan, thank you so much. Ethan, you as well. A couple of Ethans.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a room with two
Their
Ethans
brother's
in a
name
long
is
time.
Alan.
There you go. Ethan Allen. Furniture. Marco Kelly, John Hancock, Ethan, thanks. Best of Glover is next.
About to be a great night.
Feeling good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Well, the Redbirds go to the left coast as they'll show up at San Diego. Likely the team will be playing in the opening round of the playoffs, that three-game series, if the season finished right now. That's who we'd play in all three games.
I think
would
we'd
be
play the Phillies if the season ended right now.
Oh, my app says San Diego.
All right. Well, then you're right.
And that we would play all three of those games right here in St. Louis. Adam Wainwright goes to the bump tomorrow. It's 8:40 first pitch here on KMOX, which means the pregame show starts sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. So tune into KMOX, listen to John and Mike bring you all the, by the way, you thought I meant Mike Shannon, but I meant Mike Claiborne.
Right.
He's the one sitting in there right now.
He is, yeah.
Love listening to Claves on the broadcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting series because this could be our first round matchup. Wainwright was better his last time. The two previous starts before that were a little concerning. He had some self-admitted mechanical issues.
You're right. It's now the Phillies.
You're right.
It just changed.
Thank you. And so,
but yesterday it was the Padres.
It was.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the Phillies lost the
it's changing every day at this point.
It does.
It's that point in the season.
I mean, heck, it could be the Brewers for all we know at this point.
So, I hope not.
Yeah, I kind of hope not too. But, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see how the Cardinals set up their rotation for the if we do have this three-game playoff series. Because, you know, Montgomery's last couple of two of his last three starts have not been ideal. Quintana looked amazing his last time
he
out.
Did,
gave
didn't
us
he?
Eight innings. Dakota Hudson gave us eight strong innings.
Yeah.
No earned runs. And, you know, Michaelis and Wainwright have been a little bit, you know,
Did you see Wainwright in the interview on the night that he and Yadi broke the record that he said he
yeah.
felt like he was coming out of a dead arm phase?
Yeah. Great interview.
Yeah, and, he's so good.
He is good.
Yeah,
he's going to be in a national booth as soon as his playing days are over. No yeah. question about it. He'll be the Tony Romo of Major League Baseball.
You think?
I do.
His personality is going to fit that so perfectly.
Oh my!
Such a goofy guy.
Yeah.
He'll be. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. But, made for it.
But relatable and likable.
Right.
That will be interesting to watch. And then, of course, we're only two home runs away from Albert hitting 700. What's your prediction?
He's going to get it. I think he's going to get it on this West Coast trip. We're going to see a lot of left-handed pitchers coming up, and so, you know, Albert has been doing very well. He's been, of late, he's been hitting well against right-handers, too. But he's done very well against left-handed pitching. And I think, you know, two home runs, he's going to get them on the West Coast.
So the Braves and the Dodgers are both in the other part of the bracket. Those teams are the two National League teams that scare me the most. So I'm kind of okay with the fact that we'll face the Mets rather than the Braves or the Dodgers in the second round. What about
you? Yeah, the Cardinals are 5.5 games behind now the Mets for that second place in the league, which would give you a first round bye.
Right.
So that's probably not going to happen. So, yeah, I would like to see of the teams that are out there right now, I think I would rather see the Padres in the first round.
Yeah, than the Phillies?
Yeah, you worry about the Phillies pitching and certainly worry about the Brewers pitching in a 3-game series with Woodruff and the other,
Corbin Burns.
Yep, Corbin Burns. And, you know, you see those guys back-to-back, and you could be 2-1 out.
We haven't been together since baseball came out with the new rules for next year that they say that you're not going to be able to have the shift. I think that's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know that it will be that much of an impact. I mean, you'll have a few more hits that squirt through. It'll be good for certain hitters like a Chris Carpenter or Matt Carpenter. I think it's a marginal impact that might increase offensive production a little bit, but I don't know that it's going to be that big of a deal.
And what's their argument for doing it? That it's slowing down the game to wait for the third baseman to go to the first base side or vice versa?
It's hindering offense. They believe that, you know, and everybody's got the saber metrics and everybody's got the hit charts and the spray charts and they know where to position.
But who cares if you want to put six outfielders in there? Why not put six outfielders out there?
I'm with you.
Why are they tinkering with the grand old game?
It used to be a free country, Michael. You used to be able to do what you want to do.
I'm kind of okay with the designated hitter this year, though, aren't you?
Well, we wouldn't have Albert without it.
Right.
So,
I don't think we're ever going back to that.
No. No, that's here to stay.
Now, what about the idea that if you're an infielder, you have to have your feet on the dirt?
What? Is that?
My understanding is that now when the pitcher goes to the belt, you have to have your feet on the dirt. You can't be in the grass.
So
it's a part of the rule with the shift change.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is big government. So, you know, the problem.
I may agree with you on this.
The problem with this thing, this is big government. So now you got the government out there.
Paul Manfred.
Telling you where you can stand.
Paul Manfred.
Where you can't stand. Where your feet have to be planted. And then the government, in extra innings, puts a runner on second base that didn't deserve to get there.
I agree with that.
What is the matter with this is what socialism does, Michael. giving people second base, they haven't done a darn thing to deserve it. And there they are, out there at second base.
So does that
how'd you get to second base? Well, I don't know. The government put me there.
Do they suspend that rule for the playoffs?
No, I don't think so.
So if we go into extra innings in the playoffs.
Ridiculous.
There'll be a man on second?
I believe they did last year.
Well, whatever they did. I mean, who cares?
They've got to suspend it.
They were losing the freedom in baseball, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like telling me.
Well, I can promise you that none of the owners are Democrats, so the big government that you're upset with is your old party, pal.
Well, this is not right, and it's not right, and it's socialism, and I'm going to stand to that. You know, that's the other thing. You know, the pitcher.
Uh-huh.
The pitcher doesn't have to hit anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like unemployment. You know, you're paying people not to work. Yeah. It's socialism as
well. Well, this is coming from your billionaire buddies. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are your kind of guys. These are your kind of voters. What's the guy who owns Chicago? He's one of the biggest Republican donors out there.
Yeah, they're the governor.
They're nothing but big government people, aren't they? Like Lindsey Graham wanting to impose nationwide laws.
Well, let's not go there. with less than a minute to go.
It is Hancock and Kelly. We will be back with you on Friday morning at 8:30-something, where we will sit in and do, what is that, Total Information AM? Is that what they call it with Hancock and Kelly?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Then we come and spend a little time with Dave Glover and the crew.
We do.
And then on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2 in St. Louis, it's Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. If you can't get enough of our voices, wait till you get a load of what we look like.
Yeah, I'll bring every chin I've got, and you can you can watch them all on Fox 2 on Sunday morning, and Michael Kelly will be with me.
Do you remember the people who helped us today? Do you know their names?
Ethan and Ethan.
Ethan and Ethan on the board.
Ethan, thank you so much. Ethan, you as well. A couple of Ethans.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a room with two
Their brother's name is
time.
Alan.
There you go, Ethan Allen. Furniture. Michael Kelly, John Hancock, Ethan, thanks. Best of Glover is next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.